Sellers and Makers podcast brings the community to you. We talk to small business owners about work, life, and everything in between. Subscribe to Sellers and Makers podcast so you never miss an episode. Hi, and welcome to Sellers and Makers podcast, a place artisans can come together in community. Brought to you by Everything Embroidery Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale, and
I'm Christina Schulman, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Laser Bee Studios. We're so excited to chat with you guys today. Before we jump into that interview, I just want to mention that registration should be open for Lafayette, or I guess Everything Embroidery Market in Lafayette once this airs. So you guys can head over to eemshows.com. You'll see a full list of all of our vendors that will be in attendance and have a booth set up in the vendor hall, as well as all of the classes that we will be offering throughout the entirety of the event. Again, that's at eemshows.com. You guys don't want to miss it. We're excited. Again, we're talking with Laser Bee Studios. They're going to be one of our awesome vendors in Lafayette. So let's jump right in. Hey, guys. Okay. So tell me, first off, who are you? What is Laser Bee Studios? What do we got going on?
Go for it.
Well, I'm Kelly, and this is my wife, Sharon. We started
4 years ago.
About 4 years ago. Yep. It kind of started out as a little joke because I had bought a little miniature laser that looked like a little Rubik's Cube. And when we finally figured out how to work it, just playing around with something, our little puppy actually grabbed the wire and ripped it off the table and broke it. Oh. She felt so bad. She was like, I have to get you another one. I was like, it was just a toy. Well, a couple of weeks later, this semi truck pulls up and there's a new laser.
Awesome.
As big as a small SUV. Yeah, it was really funny. And we never expected it to actually take off like this. It was just going to be a little side thing, fun, you know, get out of there on the weekends and just kind of create things. Well, I got home from work one day and I see this thing that Sharon's been working on. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, well, I'm so tired of looking for my threads in buckets. I'm like, oh, I know what you mean, because we've both been embroidery for years and we both had retail stores. So we know the problem that people have always trying to find their thread colors. Mm-hmm. Well, she created this insert that has all the color numbers lasered into the wood for name brand threads. And it was like, oh, my goodness, that is genius. I said, why? I said, I can't believe that you're finally the one that created something like this, you know, after all these years of embroidery.
Yes.
And it just kind of progressed from there. Then it was shortly after COVID.
Well, you know, it took me a while to find a container that they fit in. And so I made the inserts to fit in this container that was dust free, doesn't get in the sun. And so now I can find all my threads. I know what colors I'm missing. No longer have to dig in baskets. So, you know, somebody saw them and they said, oh, well, I want one of those. And it just went from there. We started listing them and then they took off. So,
Anyone who's in embroidery knows that struggle because you have a love for color. And so you buy all the thread and then you stick them somewhere and then they tangle up or you can't find it. And you don't know, like it's, you know, that's hard. And I love that you said that you engraved the number on there because that's awesome. And then thread can go bad, you know, can dry out. And so I love that you thought to have a container that it goes in so you can keep it all just right there, like truly organized and taken care of.
You know, when we first had one of our systems set up, we were actually going through all our buckets of thread and trying to put them all where they went. And it was amazing as how many of, we call them overages, of the same color. Because you sit down to do a project and you need a color and you're like, I know I have it, or I think I have it. And you start digging through and you get so stressed out. You're like, well, I'm just going to buy another one because I'm ready to get this project going.
Yep.
And sure enough, I mean, we literally had these two or three boxes just full of the repeats.
Yes.
That's money that you can use to buy more fabric or stabilizer designs, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Put it in your pocket. It's a business for most of these people, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Eating your profit. And I like, especially those colors you use often, the reds, the navies, the black, the white. It's embarrassing, I think, for most of us when you if you actually sit down and you're like, wow, I have 10.
Yeah.
You know?
We did.
We did.
We did. Yeah.
We absolutely did.
Like I have one, or I don't know, I now have a couple machines, but you know, you have one machine running and you only really need one to work that machine. Why do I have 10?
Exactly. That's right.
Well, it kind of evolved from there. Sharon originally started out with the Isochord brand thread. And then we started getting requests for other name brand threads. So we came out with like Floriani and Exquisite, things like that. And then we thought about, well, you know, there are some people who don't use just one brand of thread. So what are we going to do? So we created a generic brand. So you sort them by color. In your drawers instead of by number.
Yes.
That way,
there's a lot of people like that anyway.
Yes.
They like they don't pick a number. They want a color. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there. So you're appealing to all different sizes of the market. There are some people that are very brand specific. Like I only buy this the cord thread. I see.
Right.
You know, and so that will work for them. And then there's some people, especially more maybe the more hobbyists, they will just pick it because they like the color that will work well with my fabric, that will work well with the project that I'm trying to create, and so they just grab one. But now you've evolved. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, all like people who are just getting started in it, you know, they don't necessarily have the resources to go out and buy 423 colors of Isochord thread, so they just start out here and there. You know, they set their little budgets. You know, that's how I did when I first got started. I'd say, okay, I have this much money that I'm spending on thread, because you can spend more. So you have to set a budget. So I go to the store and I just grab the colors that I knew I didn't have, you know. So we made it easy for both worlds, people who are specific to the name brands or just want to pick a thread because of the color's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely solved a problem. You definitely solved a problem. And I mean, I've been in the industry for a while now, and that is something that you hear, like, I have all this thread. Well, one, what's the best thread? Where do I put it? How do I store it? How do I, you know, does your machine like this? And that's something that as you, once you start, you don't know that you don't know it until now you're faced with this problem and you guys solved it. And I think it's kind of genius.
Well, thank you.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're shocked at how well it's gone off. I mean, because, you know, you sit back and think of it, it's so surreal that, you know, oh my God, we created this thing that people like, you know. You don't really sit around and think about that a lot, you know, when you start doing something. And you know, so we're very humble about it. And, you know, we're just glad that it's helping people. And, you know, we want people, I know me, when I go in my sewing room, I don't want to have to spend an hour. Okay, now where's my fabric? Where's my thread? Where's my scissors and all this kind of stuff? So, you know, you want to just get in there and embroidery or sew or whatever. So, you know, being able to find your thread is one of the big things. So,
yes, no, for sure. I mean, it's again, it's about time is money.
Yeah.
whether you're doing your time.
Right.
Whether you're doing it for a business or for hobby, I mean, it can be a huge waste. And like you said, you start looking for your thread. I don't have it. Where is it? I have to go buy a new one. You're not only wasting money because you already had it, you're wasting your time, your gas, your energy. And then what if you get to the store and they don't have it?
They
and
don't have it.
Back? And so, yes, exactly. I think that's awesome. And you guys, I think some of the very most, like the items that take off the most are things that everyone has the problem. They may not know, like they know it's a problem, but they don't know that there is a solution. And then people like you that actually think of an awesome solution that can work for everyone. Then they're like, wow, how did I live without this?
Yeah.
We get a lot of those reviews where people will say, I don't know how I ever did it without this system.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are space challenged. You know, they just take one of their kids' bedrooms once they've moved out. And so it's a smaller room and they're just trying to figure out where can I store all these threads without having tubs and tubs and tubs of, you know, threads. Well, the system just takes up literally.
Oh, I put it in a closet stacked three high, and it's got all the Osport threads in there. So
all 423 colors.
That's awesome.
And yeah, the fact that you can stack it and still know exactly where.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, okay, I stack these bins and I still need to like look, but you know that right, the colors or the numbers,
right,
are in, which ones are in each. So you just right, go directly to it.
Well, exactly.
Because we also supply the little color range the for each labels, drawer, the drawer labels. So right, it's literally just looking at the drawer and saying, okay, well, if I need this color thread, it's in this drawer because that's right, the range. So we've made it super easy.
Well, and while y'all were talking, I was also thinking, you know, we talked about how people's businesses and hobbies evolve, and maybe you start in a small closet, and then, or maybe it's your dining room, and then it's a closet, and then it's a room, and then it's a she shed, and then, you know, whatever it is. It's
easily, that's our story.
That's yeah, our story, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, easily then moved, you know? You don't have to be like, okay, this is on the wall, or this is in a box. Like, I can actually, I can pick it up, the whole thing, move it over, and it's still organized. I'm mm-hmm, not having, I mean, my biggest thing is I've got five kids, right? They all love thread, especially the baby, and they will just, if it's in sight, they grab it, and then they grab multiple, and then they're all tangled up, and then you're mm-hmm, in there trying to vacuum or whatever, mm-hmm, and now you're like, ooh, I just sucked up $10, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So,
I love that you can just move it to the next location where it's new yeah, home, and it's still organized.
And we have done that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we actually take our, we take the ones we use and we just roll them when we go to events. We just roll them up in there and take them with us. We don't have to, oh yeah, all the thread has to go here, and then we got to sort it when we get there. It's just all, it's ready all to go. So, yeah.
No. And then
that's easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah,
we like easy around here. Okay. Yeah,
if anything's easy, that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
right. That's correct. That is correct.
And then you guys, so, and then we talked a little bit about how you started with the one brand and you've listened to your customers.
Yes.
It's amazing too. Tell us about that. So you started and you put the product out there for people to purchase. Mm-hmm. And then you started listening. How did that process go? Like, maybe I should do this, or tell me about that.
We get requests all the time. And like, we started with iScore because that's what I used and I wanted it all in numerical order. I'm very, if I have a design and it says use this color, that's the color I'm using, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted it all that I knew what I had. And then we got, well, I use Floriani. Can you do it for Floriani? You know? So we said, well, sure. Why not? It's the same concept, we just got to change the numbers. And you know, so eventually we've gotten, I think we pretty much got every brand now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the Isochore, Floriani,
yeah,
RA, Exquisite, Madeira, Coates and Clark. Well, Madeira, Coates and Clark is the same.
Yeah, we don't have the numbers for Coates and
yeah,
Clark.
Yeah, those are just
yeah. So we have most major brands of threads already numbered. And then you know, another thing that we evolved in was a lot of people like the IKEA cabinets. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we started to say, well, let's figure out how to do the inserts to fit in the IKEA cabinets. And that's what we did. So we just, when people start requesting, we're like, we just see, can we make this work? And, you know, we
say
just
yes,
go from there.
Yeah. You say yes and figure it out later. Yes.
Exactly.
Like the lady that contacted us, she already had one of those big Husky toolboxes that
yeah,
she used
from Home Depot.
From Home yeah, Depot, and she sent us a message asking if she'd send us the measurements, if we could create her one, and Sharon did, and she loved it.
That's
so
awesome. So all of yeah, these,
you can custom make too what they already have, like
correct,
your storage.
Yeah,
yeah. Like if you have a dresser that you may use that you've yeah, refinished, and that's what you want to use to hold your threads, you send us the measurements and Sharon can custom create one to fit that dresser.
Yeah.
So that's, you guys make them all with your car size laser.
Oh, well, now
what laser
we
have, is it?
We have three now. We
evolved.
We have to keep up. So, but yeah.
So we do have three.
But, yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Oh, three of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, you never know. So it's just, kind of like a boarding machine, especially when you got a business. Sometimes you need two, because if one goes down or has to go in the shop, then, you know, you can't stop your business. So we needed at least two. And then I think something fell in where it was a good price. So we ended up getting another one. So it's kind of like our big backup one, that in case something happens.
That's awesome.
In case of emergency.
Exactly.
And believe it or not, it has happened. We've been in the middle of doing a really important job and one of the lasers have gone down. It's something simple, but it still goes down. Yeah. You still have your other two as a backup.
And you don't have time sometimes in those big orders, or, you know, to think like, oh gosh, I got to fix this.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, whether it be something small or big, at least you can just move it over.
Right.
Correct.
And you're like, I can get back to that after I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. And you have time. You're like, I can still complete it.
And that's exactly how it's happening.
Everything will be okay.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, there's no text that you can call and say, come out to my house and fix this for me. So it's something you got to get on the internet. You got to start searching and figure out what's wrong with it. So yeah, you just have to push it to the side so you can get your orders out and then deal with it later.
But hey, it's perfect that you figured that out.
Yeah.
Y'all got all the solutions.
Yeah. In such a short time. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Because you said 4 years ago is when this started.
Yes, 4 years.
Yeah, October of 2018 is when we introduced the ICE Accord. So it's been 4 years. Yep.
Okay.
Did y'all explode over COVID? Like, because everybody was organizing like crazy?
First few months when everything started shutting down, that was probably one of our busiest times. Yeah, we were nervous, but you know, we were very happy that that people like, oh, everybody's sewing and embroidering. Let's get them organized.
You know, nobody wanted COVID to come around, but I do have to give it a little thanks. So during COVID, Sharon was in the sewing room doing projects. Now we had all the inserts with all her threads organized, but I'm sitting there bored watching her because, you know, you're not supposed to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And she's got all her thread lined up because she used to do a lot of the big pull squares from OESD. And I'm sitting there and she's fumbling through all kind of threads and she's trying to find what stitch order. And I'm like, there's got to be a way that we can come up with something to keep all your threads in order. And that's how we came about the project trays. So you sit down with your project and you line up all your threads. It's a two-section board.
Two trays, yeah.
The set ones go up to 24, 1 to 24, and you can line up your colors in stitch order. If they repeat, they're back to the dry erase board, so you can write the number. Let's say if number 1 stitches out in number 10, well, in number 10, you put the color number from number 1, so you know when you finished with the first stitch out, it goes to stitch 10. That way it keeps you in line during your project. So that's all, and it also keeps it all nice and neat right next to your sewing machine.
Right. And again,
not falling all over the floor.
And not falling all over the floor.
And again, that keeps you organized so that you're productive, you're moving forward, you're not having to stop and be like, okay, like your machine stops, you're ready for the next thread. Okay, wait, what number am I on? Let me find that thread. You're already organized. I could see that being helpful even if you're a one person shop, but also if you're, you know, a brick and mortar or something, when you're doing a whole bunch, you can have, like, while it's stitching, you can be setting up your thread, setting up your hoop, setting up your, you know, whatever your project is, and then you just put it down the line. It's an assembly line of sorts. You have a couple of those going. And your machine doesn't have to stop, you know? I mean, it's just a quick thread change.
Exactly.
That's awesome. You're always so smart.
It's very time efficient, you know?
Yeah, because you're doing it all in the beginning. When you first sit down next to your machine, you know, you have your printout of all the stitch orders and you get yourself set up. And that way, because you all know that things happen when you're embroidering or sewing. Mm-hmm. So if you can eliminate as much of that as possible, then you can actually enjoy the process. So you have all your threads in their spots. And you know exactly what thread goes next whenever the machine stops for the color change. So yeah, it takes a lot of the stress away so you can actually enjoy
what you're doing. Something.
Yeah. Correct.
So I love it. Thinking about like when I try and do projects with my daughter, like I love doing projects with my daughter, but she's very indecisive. And so like we could make a decision on, you know, what colors or whatever, but it would never fail during, or does never fail in the middle of a project. She's like, well, wait, what if I, you know, but you could, I feel like you could eliminate that and be like, no, this is, we've already decided they're all right here. These are our colors.
Spend the 30 minutes or beforehand saying, making all her decisions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Instead of stopping every time and being, you know,
exactly.
I don't know. That's just like where my mind goes.
And no, like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh man. No, I think that's amazing. Okay. And so you guys started just before COVID and you said you had an uptick right during COVID because like Hope said, everyone was home organizing.
Right.
And then throughout this whole time, you've been adding new products and for different brands and everything. What what have you seen as a change, you know, or what do you feel like has helped your business grow outside of COVID? Are you social media? Are you going like online? How are people finding you? I guess is my question.
Well, we mainly sell on Etsy. That's our main store right there. And of course, you know, we do all the marketing ads and stuff through Etsy. But, you know, I think one of our biggest things is we've been in this industry for 20 plus years. We've both been managers for retail sewing stores and stuff, embroidery stores. But we know a lot of people in that industry. And we have some really good friends of ours that are big influencers in that industry. So they will, if we have a new product, we can send it to them and they'll advertise on their sites that they sell on, or, you know, they might be an ambassador for a brand or something and they'll help us out. And that's been awesome for us. So,
yeah.
You know, I can say, you know people, networking. That's probably one of the bigger things is just networking and getting to know people in the industry and, you know, help each other out.
Right. Because when someone finds a product that they love, they're going to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can tell when someone's talking and they're being genuine, you know, they're like, I love this product and here's why. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it,
yeah.
Then everyone's exactly. Like, I need that too.
Exactly.
That's how it's been. You know?
We've been very fortunate with that. We're not big, huge social media people. All like, oh, I got to get on my phone and do something. You know, I don't think about those things. And so it helps when we have people that know that stuff.
Right. So even though you're not per se active on social media, your product still is because you have people that are talking about it. And really, I think, you know, that works for some, that works for y'all. I think that's what it's all about though, is just getting buzz around your product, whether it's coming from you or someone else. I don't know that it truly matters, but that's how people hear. They really, really, and today we're all like, on the phone, you know, like scrolling, and then you see something that catches your eye. And I feel like that's amazing. I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I love that you have people that love your product enough that they want to promote it, you know.
We have great supporters.
And then you were
talking, we know there's more we could do, you know, it's just how do you fit all this in, you know?
There's always more.
It's literally just Sharon and I that do all this.
Yeah.
You know,
everything
that we make is us.
Yeah.
There's no other help here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So from going to the store and buying all the wood products to cutting all the wood, lasering it, you know, it's all just the two of us. So having time to sit there on a computer and promote yourself is difficult.
Yes.
It's difficult. Yeah. So we're blessed that we have, you know, influencers who will send in the product and they do a video for us. And they're like, y'all have to get this. It's amazing. And that's how it's grown.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I'm also a big in favor of do what you do best and hire the rest, I guess, you know, because you can only do so much as one person. And while yes, you can sometimes do some of these things, it's going to take you longer. Mm-hmm. It's going to stress you out. It's going to maybe not come across as well as someone else who's doing those things, but they love it. They're great at it. They can do it quickly. And so,
I totally believe that too. Yeah, definitely.
Social media is
we actually found somebody to work on a website for us because, you know, unfortunately with Etsy, we never know one day or another if, you know, we actually, this summer, you know, for no reason out of the blue, they just shut our store down for no reason. And we couldn't get a hold of anybody, you know, so we went for a whole week without having to be able to get orders. And, you know, so we immediately got somebody to start working on a website for us and, you know, because we don't know how to do that. So.
Right.
Yeah. And a website for some people, you know, it's so easy. There's so many people that you can hire for websites, mm-hmm. for social media, all of that stuff. So if it's not your wheelhouse,
yes.
it's so easy to get that help.
Yes.
Right.
And why pull your hair out over it when exactly. there's, you know, when you can easily hire someone and it's over and done with and you're like, oh, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought just letting them do it.
Right. Like, well, and I feel like we should mention a lot of people starting out, they're like, I don't want to hire someone because the financial, you know, it's going to cost me to do that. And I'm on a shoestring budget. I'm just starting out. I'm not ready. But I feel like there's a way to still do that, right? Maybe you don't have someone build out the full website. Maybe they build the bones, teach you how to do it. And now you can do some of it and they're there as support to help you. And then you can use that as a tool to grow your sales. And then when your sales are at a point where you feel like, okay, now I can fully give it over to that person. You can do that, but you don't just be afraid, you know, I can't do it because whatever reason is, there's always more than one way to skin a cat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's always website places that are either free to just build a Matthew's load a template for you and you just got to put your pictures in. You know, there's ones that are very easy. And then, like you said, you just later on hire somebody to make it fancier and can do more things for you and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah. It's just, I guess don't put all your eggs in one basket type of thing, you know, because if you're stuck with just one maybe platform and something happens to it, then you're down, you know, you can't do anything. Like so
being stuck with only one machine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We talk about that all the time, you know, like, I mean, we have a website obviously, but like, what if the website went down? Like, how would we reach people? Do you have a mailing list? Do we have people in contact on Facebook, Instagram, like all the different things? How would I reach out to my customers if one or even my main one went down for some reason? Because it happens, you know?
I know it does.
We were just lucky that Sharon is organized and she prints out orders that are coming up due, because had she not done that, we wouldn't have even known the orders that we already got in, what we needed to make and get shipped, you know? Because literally, we could not get in touch with anyone because there's no phone. You can't just pick up the phone and call Etsy. It's all through email.
Yes. Yeah. This isn't for Etsy specifically, but there's some platforms we have dealt with in the past that I've been trying to find, like a phone number. Like, I just need to talk to someone.
Exactly.
And not... flag a number
so bad, and it's like the chat was even up, you know, you could only email and then you had to wait a day or two, and it's like there's other platforms that do that,
right?
Yeah. And then your email gets lost or whatever, you're like, no, I sent three in, can someone respond to me?
Exactly.
No, I totally get that. And it's so frustrating because me personally, a lot of times I'd rather just jump on the phone because it's easier for me to explain what just happened or what's going on. And like, is there anything we can do right now? Do I need to send you some information?
Right.
Let's just get it instead of an email that's going to take 48 hours.
Yeah.
And then we've lost sales or we've lost, you know, time, just time.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. So we had just sent out a sales ad that day before that happened.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
So we had to extend our sale and everything, which is fine. It was a big deal, but it was just like, well, everybody was ready to buy and then they couldn't buy anything. So
we were just lucky that we do have a Facebook presence. And then also our influencers also posted on their sites that we're having issues, you know, be patient. So we finally got it worked out after a week. But she was very stressed. Very stressed.
But that's the beauty of having not all your eggs in one basket, and you can talk to your people and pray that it gets to everyone. And
Exactly. We were lucky. We had no one that was upset or didn't get their order. So it worked out.
Well, and I'm glad you guys got back up. We've got a couple customers that were shut down, and then they were just shut down completely. And she was like, I've been trying to talk, and there's just radio silence. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And she did. After that, the one I'm talking about specifically, she went out. She's like, you know what? I guess that means I'm not supposed to be on Etsy. And so she went and she made a website, and she's blown up through Facebook and that, and just changed her energy. But like, you know, where she was putting her energy, I guess. But not everyone is that lucky to be able to pivot and do it that quickly, you know?
Successfully.
You know, and don't get me wrong. When Etsy works, it's easy.
Yes, it is.
But if it fails, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. They do all the work for you, you know, marketing and all that. But when it goes down, you're in trouble.
No, I mean, a lot of people, like you, like we were talking, don't have anything other than if they don't have a Facebook page, they don't have an email list, they don't print their orders, they don't, you know, and it can be detrimental. But you're right, they bring you the customers. So many people go to Etsy because they know they're going to find quality, they know they're going to find one of a kind type things, they know they're going to find the solution to whatever it is that they're needing. Also awesome personalized gifts and all those things. I mean, I love Etsy. I love Etsy as a shopper, you know. I love to go there and be like, well, you know, find something that's you can't find in a retail store. But as a seller, I mean, you love it also because it brings you the customers and it builds your business and all of these things. But there are some things that go along with the good, you know, some bad.
There's a few drawbacks.
Yes.
It's like you're not in complete control of your own business whenever you're relying on something like that.
But I feel like a lot of people do. They start on Etsy, they have a lot of success, and then they make their own website. So it kind of can go between. And I think Etsy is a great place to start because you do have your marketplace built in, your customers that are coming to Etsy and they will find you, like, or they don't know that they need it, but all of a sudden it shows up on the page and you're like, well, I did need that. That happens to me all the time.
Me too. I'm a big shopper there too.
I'm big on Etsy.
Okay. Well, I do think that y'all have built an amazing business. I love that you've been able to do it on Etsy. I love that you are also coming to everything embroidery market.
Yes.
In Lafayette. And you were there before, and we love to see you. But so the next, our next everything embroidery market, when we get to see you next in person, is going to be Lafayette, Louisiana, March 3rd through the 5th. If you guys have never heard of Everything Embroidery Market, we are basically a community in the garment decorating industry. So anything that has to do with embroidery, as Laser Bee Studios is our lovely thread organizer, or heat press, sublimation, laser engravers, they're also all sorts of things that you can do to embellish a product. We will have that there for you. So whether it's there for you to shop and get to know your vendors, or if you want to come and take classes to learn something new, grow your business. We have business classes as well. So we try to have a little bit for everyone, anyone that's doing it as a craft or doing it as a seasoned business owner, you guys can come and we'll find value. To me, the biggest thing is, like you said earlier, is the networking piece. I love being around people in our industry that care so deeply, are excited about what's to come, are excited about growing, getting to know vendors. Seriously, it's the best. It's a good time, but it's also refreshing. You leave wanting, like, I don't know, fired up and ready to go. I always say that, you know? So
rejuvenate you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's a weekend away and you're around like-minded people. You go home and you're just ready to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. So, again,
you can come get all your new organization, thread organization and project organization from Laser Bee Studio.
Yeah.
Be ready to rock.
Yes.
That's right.
We'll be ready for them.
We'll be ready.
We're so excited. Again, you can find us at eemshows.com. By the time this podcast is live, registration will be open. You guys can, again, check out our vendors, check out those classes, and we can't wait to see you there.
We're excited.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Follow us at Everything Embroidery Market on Facebook and Instagram for all of our latest updates. We will see you next week.